just so that we don't have to spend 10 minutes more doing that. Bruce, why don't you at least give us an outline of exactly what we're trying to accomplish so that, you know...
Okay, well, basically the way I see it, we're really just continuing with the status quo in all of these things. So, for example, with the chair, I was elected on the 1st of September for a six-month term, which would normally finish nominally 1st of March or end of February. So I would propose that for the GNSO, we just continue that status quo until the 1st of March. So in other words, we don't change anything.
Yeah, I reviewed the website and took a look at the specific Appendix B that was referred to in the board resolutions. And it's quite clear that, and I'm noting from paragraph 6, first of all, the terms of the GNSO council members described in paragraph 5 shall last for the remainder of the term under the old bylaws, except all terms will conclude at the end of the annual meeting at the end of this year. It also indicates that upon adoption of this article, the three representatives of the DNSO Names Council from each shall be seated as representatives of the constituency. So it sounds to me like, as far as the members of the council goes, we're set there, and it's just a matter of looking at procedure and bylaws in which we operate, the way in which we operate the council versus the way we wish to operate the GNSO at this point in time. Am I correct?
Yeah, and I think it's really just sort of picking up the, just reconfirming the chairman, reconfirming the constituency names. What I would say is that our rules of procedure will stay the same unless they are overridden by the new bylaws. So in other words, the bylaws take precedence followed by the rules of procedure.
Hello, Tony Harris here.
Thank you, Tony. And then in due course, we would then update those procedures. But right now, it's really just getting something on the ground so that we've got a foundation and then modifying that over time.
Wouldn't it be a thought for us to recognize the resolution and the Appendix B, which pretty well deals with our status and the status of the council itself? And
well,
wouldn't we in effect be accomplishing what we're trying to do without rewriting a whole resolution?
I think there are a few items, Ken, that probably would be good from a clarity point of view to be specific about, including the chair. What was the other item, Bruce?
The rules of procedure, because the rules of procedure aren't detailed anywhere for the new GNSO. So I think what we would just say is that the rules of procedure are as for the old Names Council, unless they, you know, with the new bylaws taking precedence. And then over time we can adjust those rules of procedure. But I think we just, you know, now's not the time to sort of go through things point by point and start changing stuff. I think we're continuing with what's there.
Yeah. What about enabling the GNSO to bill or assess dues and collect them, Louis? Should we probably recognize that as well?
Well, are you going to be doing it between now and the next regular meeting of the GNSO Council?
Well, the next regular meeting, correct me if I'm wrong, Glenn, is in January, is it not?
It's on the 16th of January.
Well, I would assume we're probably going to at least try to... Well, that's true. I guess we won't approve a final budget.
I think it would be a mistake to do more at this meeting than is basically required.
I think that's correct.
but just on the budget point, haven't we, the Names Council, already approved the exact amount of the fees for the first half of next year?
Well, I think what we did is we approved the budget committee to do further work, so we should carry that across into this meeting and basically say that the GNSO, and this is just a point of procedure, but does the budget committee of the Names Council, do we need to formally appoint that as the budget committee of the GNSO, Louis?
I think you do not need to do that.
Right, okay. that's covered in the bylaw and that the PIT committee transfers across.
Right, I believe that's correct.
Okay, so all we need to do is to just ratify that previous direction from the last minutes of the last meeting carries forward onto the GNSO.
Right. Okay. Oh, no, okay, so what we did in Amsterdam was instruct the budget committee to prepare a full budget based on the dues of 5,000, which we will then approve once we see the budget and its implications at the next meeting.
We probably don't need to do anything on that.
Okay, I just want to be clear about what we agreed.
Yeah.
I have one more recommendation, Bruce, only because we're almost 15 minutes into this call already, but 10 or 15 minutes. We were told that Jordan and Roger Fischetti were going to make the call. My suggestion would be that maybe Glenn or someone excuse themselves for a minute or two and call these guys and tell them to get on the call so that we can get to our quorum. They may already be there, for all I know, and just haven't announced in.
I haven't got JSPOT's mobile number. Has anybody got it? I'll try and get through to Roger.
What about Grant?
Didn't JSPOT know? I think both Grant and Marilyn had given their apologies
to you for
Okay, we're kind of on the limit at the moment because we need
10 people in order to conduct.
Yeah, and I've got 7 so far, so I need 3 more.
Have you taken a roll call?
I believe what we've got so far is Philip Shepherd, Kerry Karp, Tony Harris, Ung Chun, Ellen Shankman, Ken Stubbs, and Bruce Tonkin.
So we're 3 short right now, that's why.
Yeah.
Ellen, do you happen to have J. Scott's mobile in your Rolodex?
No, I'm afraid I don't. I know he's at Disneyland, and for all I know, he may be on a roller coaster in the haunted house.
Yes, he could be. What about...
Is it Disneyland again?
So we're looking for Jordan and Roger, and is
and
Tony Holmes?
And Laurence, I think, is traveling.
What about Tony Holmes? Did someone say he would join?
I talked to him yesterday. I got the impression he's working. He's back at the office.
Well, Tony is located where now, Glenn? And is he in the UK?
The UK.
Well, it's 10 o'clock at night. Maybe you could ring him up at the house and have him log in just long enough to be able to be included in the quorum and then, if necessary, bow out.
Well, we probably need the quorum to actually be voted.
Yeah, I believe we become in quorum if we go below 10. Isn't that true, Louis?
Yes.
Okay. Well, maybe we can continue to craft these resolutions and help these guys get on.
Did someone just join?
Hello?
That wasn't a join. That was somebody pushing the button.
What?
Like this.
Right. Very good. I'm imagine assuming that on constituency names, there's been a slight change of naming in the new bylaws compared to the old?
Yes.
And the intention of that was what?
Didn't you get my mail?
In narrow terms, reflect the blueprint. The your constituency, for example, is now called the commercial and business users constituency.
Right. Okay, so you're trying to sort of be more precise in terms of the nature of the constituencies.
Yes, I believe there was some discussion prior to the issuance of the blueprint from various people about, among constituency people about how they viewed their constituency and maybe some review of the charters.
Okay.
Because it didn't have the word users in yours before.
Correct.
Yeah.
Sounds like Glenn may have Roger coming. Well, while she's doing that, can we go ahead and we have a laundry list of what we need to recognize. Maybe we can start crafting.
So the change of constituency names, what's the motion that's needed there, Louis?
I don't actually believe there's any action needed on that point.
Right. Yeah, that's already covered in the bylaws.
Yeah. Okay. So there's the election of the chairman, there's the operating procedures, which is basically using the Names Council rules of procedures in the interim, with the bylaws holding precedence if there's any conflict there. Then we have... we probably need to do something about the DNSO funds then and say that they will be transferred to be used for the benefit of the GNSO, is that correct?
Excuse me, this is Roger Cochetti. Somehow
hi, Roger.
I didn't have the call-in number before, but I'm glad I could join you.
We're delighted you could join us, Roger. You brought us closer to a quorum.
Oh, you don't have any proc? I thought, frankly...
No, apparently we need 10 people physically or, you know, attending by voice.
Ah. How many do you have?
Eight.
Roger, you can bring two friends with you.
Well, I'll just sort of round up some people in the office and we'll all...
Well, I know somebody ought to be able to reach Jordan because I think he's in New York, so it's just a matter of tracking him down there.
I was really sort of hoping, I saw there was some kind of chatter on this, but I was really hoping this whole call would take like 5 minutes, everybody in
favor. Yeah,
it
should be pretty quick, I think, yeah.
As soon as we get enough people, we could probably finish crafting this. So far, Bruce, correct me if I'm wrong, we have to recognize the chair and the procedures for re-electing the chairs, make a motion that they'll be consistent with the procedures as outlined in the previous Names Council rules, regulations.
Unless the bylaws take precedence. But
what we could do is do all of this and then put a caveat at the end stating that in the event that there is any conflict, the bylaws take precedence. That's what I'm saying. Instead of having...
I'm assuming, Bruce, this is all, we don't have to vote five times, just one resolution to vote for everything, right?
Oh, that'd probably be just as easy, yes, Roger?
That's what I'm trying to do. So we've got the chair, and we've also got
the
rules
and
procedure.
Those procedures are not just the procedures for electing the chair, but all of the rules of procedure.
Right.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
If we do all the rules and procedures, that covers the chair as well, then, doesn't it?
Well, confirming the identity of the chair.
All right. Okay.
And then the budget, Louis, we need to confirm that the DNSO funds will transfer across to the GNSO, is that right?
Well, actually, the interestingly, the Names Council needs to do that.
Yeah.
Article 20, section 5, paragraph 1 says the domain name supporting organization shall cease operations upon adoption of this transition article, except that the Names Council of the domain name supporting organization may act for the limited purpose of authorizing the transfer of any funds it has collected to the benefit of the generic name supporting
organization. So does that mean that for a brief moment we'll have to convene ourselves as the DNSO Names Council purely for the purpose of a funds transfer?
Right.
At that point, the last thing that the DNSO Names Council has to do will have been completed and it then... So you have two meetings.
Wait a minute. Do we have to have Elizabeth back on the line for that?
No. I believe she
resigned.
The representatives have resigned, haven't they?
Yeah.
That's
and actually,
correct.
If we wanted to, we could say that probably until the next meeting if we're worried about a time.
We're then in the awkward situation of expending the GNSO
funds.
We don't spend DNSO funds.
Yeah,
I think the transfer has to take place.
Yeah, look, I think we just go ahead with that transfer because the Names Council doesn't include the CCTLDs at this stage.
Bruce, Tony Holmes joining the call. Apologies for being late. I was stuck on the train.
So we're now up to 9.
We need one more member.
Come on, Jordan. Where the hell are you? Pardon me. This is being taped. Glenn, hopefully Glenn's still dialing away here.
She is. That's how I got on. She called me, and I didn't have the call-in number. Somehow it didn't. Either I didn't notice it, or it never came, or something.
Oh, sorry, Roger, because I sent out messages to find out if everyone had them. Has anybody got a phone for Jordan? A cell phone?
Why isn't he not at registrar's offices in New York City?
I'll try again.
Yeah, if not, ask to speak to Alana Breitman, and she'll give you Jordan's phone number.
Okay.
Pre- presumably someone can send an email. I'm not online at the moment, but if someone can send an email reminder to Jordan if he's online somewhere.
Yeah, I'll do that right now.
And is Greg Ruth available? Because in the US it's a reasonable hour of the day.
And like over here. Wait a minute, so the dues that you're talking about are $5,000 for the first 6 months?
Yeah, we're not confirming that at this stage. That's,
no, I understand, but just so I can go back to my constituency and give them an estimate of what to plan to budget for?
That's basically correct, yes.
Okay.
Philip, is there any prospect that Maryland is in fact reachable?
We could double check. I think she was actually going to be flying. That was her problem. But she may be in an airport lounge or coming through a check-in. Do you want me to ring off and just double check and come back?
Yes, try and
okay. I'll do that. Right, I'll go off and come back.
And if you're still there, Ken, do you have any contact with Grabenzi?
I'll try. And I don't know whether he's traveling in Germany or not. I can try to reach him. Sounds like Glenn may have gotten somebody.
I haven't got any number for Jordan down here.
Yeah.
Nothing for register.com.
No. Have you got a number there, Glenn?
Yeah. Glenn, let me give it a try. Hold on.
Yeah.
Go off it for a moment.
Yeah. I'll try to reach Philip.
What about Harold?
About to dial in, Louis, so we should be just about there. And the final thing is the continuation of the agreements with AFNIC and CSAT. So we would just basically say that the those agreements transfer, or what's the correct wording there?
Well, I think you should just declare your intent. They continue. There's a provision in the transition article that says that agreements with ICANN continue, notwithstanding the new bylaws, and of course they're technically agreements with ICANN.
Okay, so we don't need to pass anything.
But it probably doesn't hurt to express the intent that they continue on behalf of the GNSO Council.
Hopefully somebody's typing away furiously crafting little things.
Yeah, I've got it sort of in my head, and I'll just read it out once we've got everybody.
By the way, just to clarify one thing, Bruce, based on the comment Louis made earlier, it's my understanding that we actually will wind up having to have two votes. One vote on the
Names Council, and one vote as the GNSO. I agree.
Yeah, exactly. Because the GNSO Names Council can sort of do everything with one vote, but It can't vote on behalf of the DNSO Names Council. The DNSO Names Council has got to transfer the money.
Well, let's get the vote out for the GNSO Names Council. Immediately adjourn, reconvene.
Right, exactly.
Yep. Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, exactly right. Exactly right. So it might take 6 minutes instead of five.
Once we get everybody on the call.
It's Philip here rejoining. I just tried Marilyn, and I'm only getting a message service.
I tried Philip Grabenzi in Germany on his mobile, and I got a message service as well, so he's not available.
Okay, apparently we're just waiting for Eric to dial in. Eric,
all right.
And that should...
One of the things I'd like to see done once we get squared away next in the future is developing, I believe they have IM or ICQ. You can set up a closed group on the IM or ICQ, and it would be nice to have that because occasionally somebody will get will put the call on hold and go take another call, and if you could give them a head slap to get them back, it would sure be helpful, something like that.
Indicate that he was unable to attend?
Harold, indeed, said he couldn't.
From Greg Groove, I've tried him several times. I've only got his cell phone number for him.
It's Tony Harris on the call.
Yes.
Yes, I'm here. I just got followed up by Glenn, actually, also. which is kind of cool.
Wait a bit. How many have we got now? Haven't we got 1, 2, 3, 4?
I believe we've got...
Yes.
Philip Shepherd, Roger Cacchetti, Kerry Karp, Tony Harris, Tony Holmes, Un Chun, Ellen Shankman, Ken Stubbs, and Bruce Tonkin so far.
How about Roger Cacchetti? I didn't hear his name mentioned.
Yes, I listed his name, Roger.
Sorry.
Louis, since this is a conference call, can you just disguise your voice as Harold so we can get going?
Nothing pleases me more than to listen to two lawyers colluding to circumvent this whole thing. Yeah.
Listen, if Edgar Bergen could get famous on the radio as a ventriloquist.
Did Eric say he would be calling promptly?
Yes, I'm trying him again.
They may not have the number.
Hello, this is Laurence. I'm sorry I'm so late. my voice may be a little altered, but it's only because I'm having a slight cold. Please, let's make this quick.
Shameless. Well, isn't this nice? Because the one thing that is going to happen with this new call system is the DNSO is going to get handed a bill for dead time here.
Mm-hmm.
We're eating it ourselves. So.
Yes.
By the way, we've used this thing now 2 or 3 times, and it's a good system. It really works.
Please call the number is 1 for the United States,
too bad Glenn can't just conference him in on her line.
No, she's giving him the number now. If that fails, I could conference him in.
Yeah.
440. And the PIN code is *441990. Please call that, Eric.
No, tell Glenn that's the organizer access code. That's not the participant code. Oh, God.
It still works.
It still works?
It still works, yes.
Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. I thought poor Eric was going to get that close. And.
Nobody got Scott Evans' mobile.
He just announced
Didn't Scott give a telephone number on that email where he said that he could be reached if necessary?
No, what he said is that if you wanted him to call in, you had to tell him by the end of yesterday.
He also told us that he did have a cell phone with him, so he could be called, but he did not tell us what the number was.
Right.
That was cunning.
That's an easy way to be a hero cheap.
Like, obviously, they didn't want to post your mobile number to the public list.
I can appreciate that sentiment.
And has nobody got a number for Jordan Buchanan?
I called his office number and got voicemail.
This does also bode for the fact that, Glenn, you probably need to try to get these guys to be a little more cooperative in providing you with information, because.
Well, I sent the messages to every person individually.
I know.
And I got a message back from Jordan saying I will be on the call.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't mean that.
No.
Bruce, what's the time in Queensland at the moment, or in Australia?
It's 8:30 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, okay.
8:30 a.m. On a beautiful summer's day.
Beautiful summer's day.
What's that mean? It's 41 degrees.
In that case, I might ring up for 2 seconds and see if I can go on holiday for a moment, because I think that's probably where he is. Should I try that?
If you've got a mobile number for him,
yeah. Okay. I'll come back to you.
What's the temperature down there? 35 or what?
It's going to be 40 degrees tomorrow, 40 degrees Celsius.
Which is, 104 or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, about 105, yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, then, you know, you wouldn't want to hear about the fact that it's 24 degrees Celsius right now in Orlando with a nice gentle breeze.
Did Eric join?
Not yet, no.
Glenn, could you give me his number?
His number is 5119439729.
Okay, hold on.
His voicemail on now.
Oh, you have voicemail? He has voicemail now?
Yes.
Maybe try to get through.
Yeah, that implies he's on the phone trying to get through, doesn't it?
That's what I was worried about, that access code, because a lot of times it'll block it after somebody uses it one time. God hope everybody's still on the call that was supposed to be on it earlier, you know.
Yeah, we're still here. The people are taking over downtown Buenos Aires, actually, and so I've got to get out of here, not too late.
You'll have to explain what that means.
It means that they're taking over downtown Buenos Aires. We've got people camping all over the streets.
No kidding.
Tomorrow's the anniversary of the coup where they threw out the president last year in December.
I see.
And you're missing that to wait 40 minutes to vote on the status quo?
It's all right. I'll deal with that when I get out the door of the office.
So are you saying it's a safety issue, Tony, that it's not a safe thing to be out in the streets?
Well, tomorrow we're not opening the office.
Right.
Actually, nobody's coming to work tomorrow because it's a disaster day.
Philip here. Back, I've just got Grant's mail.
I left him a message.
Glenn got through to Eric again. Evidently, he's not been able to get through the call. It would be easier, Glenn, if you can hear me, to just tell Eric that Louis will call him and let Louis conferencing him in. Clearly, it might be the easy way out of this issue.
Do we know for a fact that the moderator code will work for more than one person?
Well, that's why I was concerned when I heard Glenn give it to Eric before.
Because I've logged in, I've called in using it. I was asked, please,
yeah,
to do
it. Yeah, I did as well.
Also, then we know that two of us can do it. All right, so it's not a problem. Be two, but not three.
Well, let's have a, you know, group thing here. You know.
Eric has got his voicemail on, so maybe he's trying to get through.
Okay. He knows he needs to end the code with a hash key.
Yes.
Mind if he gets through to the first, but they tell him to do that, so.
Yes, they tell him to do that.
Just got an email from Jordan indicating he's trapped in another conference call that's running along. He'll see if he can get off and jump over. Hopefully he can.
Excellent.
Yeah, just let him know that we need him for quorum.
Yeah, I will.
And for 10 minutes.
Hi, I'm Eric.
Whoa.
Oh, there he is. Let's immediately...
Sorry for the late.
Go.
That's okay. We appreciate you being able to make the call.
Thanks. Okay. Bruce, fast.
Yeah, Bruce, let's make the... Let's prepare... What's the... proposal here, Bruce.
Well, let me go through and see who we've got on the call now. So, Philip, are you there?
Yes.
Roger?
I'm right here.
Kerry?
Yes.
Tony Harris? Tony Harris, are you there? Tony Holmes?
Yes.
Ellen Chan?
Yes.
Ellen?
Yeah.
Ken Stubbs?
Here.
Myself, I'm here. We've got Eric, you're there.
Yeah.
I didn't have Tony Harris.
Yep.
Tony Harris, is that... What's happened to Tony?
Tony Harris. Here he's coming back. Hello? Tony Harris?
Maybe he's on the street too now.
Yes.
So let's go ahead, Bruce, and at least we can get this thing crafted. And Tony was in earlier, so... We'll just,
I'm still here.
Okay, there we are.
Are you there, Tony? Okay, so I think we've now got quorum. What I'll do now is convene the Names Council. So the Names Council is now in session. And as the Names Council, we need to approve the transfer of DNSO funds to the GNSO. Can I have a proposal for that motion?
Gary, I so move.
Second, okay. Ken Stubbs.
Ken Stubbs,
yeah, can
okay.
Can I, this is Roger. Can I just clarify that what's being transferred from the DNSO to the GNSO is not only all funds, but any assets, including any credits, debts, or other assets of value that the DNSO has. So it's not just funds, but if someone owed the DNSO money previously, they now owe the GNSO the same amount.
Carrie, I modify my motion to be that the DNSO transfers to the GNSO every attribute of its financial identity.
That's an excellent amendment, so that any outstanding payments to be made by the DNSO would be made by the GNSO.
Including its liabilities, that's right. So Kerry's term covers everything you could imagine.
I'll second that, and then I'm going to call for the question, Bruce.
Okay. All those in favour say aye.
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 Anyone against? Any abstentions? Okay.
Well, we adjourn the Names Council meeting.
Okay. The Names Council meeting is now concluded.
Congratulations all on the very last meeting of the Names Council.
All right. Now we're going to open the GNSO policy or whatever.
Council.
Council, yeah.
Okay. We don't actually have a chair for this meeting as yet.
I'd like to move that Bruce Tonkin chairs the current session.
I'll second that motion. Call for the committee.
All in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Congratulations, Bruce. You're in charge.
Okay, carry on.
Okay. Now, I guess what I should formally do is basically state that that I'm appointed as chair for the length of my current term under the Names Council, which will basically complete 1st of March, just so that there's a time limit on that. So if someone would like to just propose that, just to formalise that.
So Philip,
I'll propose that Bruce Tompkin is made chairman of the DNSO Policy Council until 1st of March 2003.
Second it.
I'm going to ask a real quick question. I would have assumed that it would have not been to the 1st of March, but rather until the March convening of the March meeting, but maybe I'm wrong. Am I wrong there?
I think
Can I just clarify also that it should be until the March meeting of the GNSO Council or his successor is designated, whichever is later? There's no successor. His term doesn't end. You don't get off the hook unless there's somebody to replace it. Can we accept that as a friendly amendment?
I do.
Okay, I'd like to second the friendly amendment. And can we go ahead and call for the question on that? Get that out of the way?
Yep, I think so. So all those in favor say aye.
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 Okay.
Aye.
Any against? Any abstentions? Okay, thank you.
Sorry, you put that motion,
sir? Philip.
So the only thing we have to do now is the last...
Yep, now the next thing is the GNSO operating procedures, that the GNSO will operate under the rules of procedure of the Names Council, and where there is any conflict with the new ICANN bylaws, the bylaws have precedence.
Louis, are you satisfied with what Bruce has just said? Can we go ahead with that?
Yes, I think you can. I think come early next year, it may be good to have some process for actually formally reviewing
them.
Procedures.
Yeah. Okay, well then, Bruce, as you have stated that, Glenn, do you have that down in your minutes?
Yes, thank you.
All right. As Bruce has stated that, I'd like to formally... Can you make that in the form of a motion, Bruce, so I can second
it? Well, the motion is that basically the GNSO will operate under the rules of procedure of the established for the Names Council, and where there is conflict with any of the new ICANN bylaws, the bylaws have precedence.
I'll go ahead and second that if no one objects.
I don't object, but I thought we were going to wrap everything into one resolution.
Well, we've done it. We've done half of it. Now we're doing the other half.
I don't know how to go for it.
Just go for it. I second it, and I'm going to call for the question unless somebody wants to discuss it anymore.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Any against? Any objections? Okay, that's passed.
So we move for adjournment
now? There's only one other thing, which I think is just to state that we... I believe we've actually covered all the formal motions that we need to cover. The
about item six? Is that...
from what Louis was saying, we just need to note or reaffirm that, because those contracts are with ICANN rather than with the Names Council, the GNSO.
Okay. So may I suggest that one of you move to state the sense of the GNSO Council that the The current arrangements with FISAT and AFNIC should continue until further action of the council.
Louis, I'm happy to do that. Why don't we just say that the current arrangements with ICANN, FISAT, and AFNIC, since we have three agreements, as far as I know.
Okay, that would be fine also.
That it's our intent that the GNSO would assume all of the obligations and responsibilities of the DNSO in those agreements.
I'd like to second the motion as Roger has just made it.
I'd like to call for the question.
Okay, all those in favour?
Aye.
Say aye.
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 All those against? Any abstentions?
We struggled through it.
Okay. Well, now I'll declare the first meeting of the GNSO closed, and thank everybody for attending.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you, Eric.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Bye.